All right. Really, there are no injuries to talk about. Everybody will practice today. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Cleveland Browns. We know what kind of football team they are. The players that are here know most of their players, haven't played against them last year. And then, when I was in Philadelphia, we had an opportunity to play against them too. So we know the quality of players that they have. I think Rob's done a nice job as a head coach. And then he hired three coordinators that I think are tremendous. So, and have competed against over the years. And then they've got good football players, which is our players see on tape, and will prepare themselves right this week. So we start off with a walkthrough this morning, and then we'll go through the process here, getting ready to play the Browns. Time's yours.
Andy, head coaches, I know one of the parts of the job they don't like is injuries, talking about and so forth. This is like the third time you've come before us and said, everybody's practicing, everybody's, how lucky are you right now?
Well, that's a good thing, right? This is a rough business, and injuries do take place. I mean, I get it, but we've been fortunate, and that's really what it is. That the guys are all back now and playing with us. We had our share there, and the guys that stepped in did a nice job, which helped. It's a tribute to John. It's a tribute to the players and coaches there, and then Rick for the job he does of working with these guys to get them back. I mean, he does a nice job with his crew.
When you came, it was important to you bring both Rick and Barry. Is that some of this what they do?
Well, I think so. Some of it's chance, just injuries. I mean, it's sometimes you get those things. I mean, it happens, and sometimes they come in waves. That's how it works. But the training that Barry's put them through, and then the care that Rick and the docs and the rest of the trainers give the players, I think is top notch.
And it is the third week in four that you're going to get a quarterback change by your opponent. Can
you
talk about how that affects things.
And yeah. Well.
Really, this guy.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. No. Listen, Jason. I think is a good football player. And I have had a chance to have teams that competed against him. And, he knows what he's doing. He was pretty good in college, and he was good in the pros. So, we'll prepare for their scheme. And I think that's the important part of it. And then I don't think they're going to change a ton of what they do. I mean, that's not what you do in these situations.
I got you 4-3 against him. What stood out? 1 year he swept you. 1 year you swept him. What do you remember from? What do you remember from what particular instances do you remember from the games against Washington?
I just remember he was a good player. I mean, I don't.
What did you have to really stress to your guys against him?
Well, he's smart and he's accurate. He's a big guy, so if you have a chance to get to him, then you better wrap him up. He's a big man.
Last week, is it helpful that you got a considerable background against him, and I'm sure Bob and some of the other guys did?
Well, listen, there's tape on him. That's there's more tape than maybe what we had last week. Different system, but enough. You kind of blend the two is what you end up doing. I think number one though, you got to prepare for the scheme, and then two, you go to who's running it there.
But this way is a little more helpful than, say,
that. Well, yeah, I think it is. I mean, we did have some tape on him last week, but I thought he did. Listen, the kid did a nice job. So, but the tape doesn't hurt. I know that. Doesn't hurt him.
What about some of the weapons he has? They got a really good tight end, some good receivers. What have you seen?
Great tight end. The receivers are big, physical guys. You've got to make sure that you take care of business, right? Make sure that you you play your kind of football, and that's what we need to do.
I know you're not generally big. I'm talking big picture. But curious the level of satisfaction both for you and Alex, having been other places and basically forced out and to have the success you had.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think you ever go there. I'm not when you're in the middle of this. I mean, you're so kind of caught up in the day-to-day process that takes place. So, and I don't want to speak for Alex, but I'll tell you from my standpoint, I don't go there. I try to do what we can do here to win and make sure we put the best product on the field on Sunday. So that's kind of where all the energy goes.
You have a team that hasn't had much recent success. Is there anything you need to do as a head coach to make sure they handle all the spotlight?
Yeah, listen, I've said it from day one. You don't get caught up in all that. I mean, that's fluff. And the thing that you take care of is you make sure that you study you respect your opponent, you study your opponent, and then you get yourself right. Make sure you know the game plan. And that's what you can control. And all the other stuff you can't control. You can't control what you guys say or do or anybody else. You control what you can control, and you've got enough there that keeps you busy all the way up to the game.
I saw you guys with some real simple stuff in the preseason. Just curious, have you been able to pick up the pace and do that stuff as much as you wanted to?
Yeah, well, we've mixed it in. You saw what we did on Sunday with it. We had a couple shots there that we used it, one of which was in the red zone there. So, but it's part of the offense. And then we just pick and choose when we want to go with it.
Well,
I guess when it's all said and done, teams that normally are successful focus in on the job at hand. I mean, just those three things that I mentioned, that you respect the people you're playing. This is a national football. These are good football players. Every team has good players and good coaches. Margin between winning and losing is that big. So you take and you respect them, you study them, and then you get yourself right. And so that's what most good teams do and are able to do.
As a guy who appreciates the tight end position, what is it about Jordan Cameron that jumps out at you when you watch him?
Yeah, size, speed, ability to adjust to the ball in the air. He's very talented. Very talented kid. Looks like he loves to play the game. He's one of those conversion guys that had been a basketball player, heck of a basketball player. And but good athlete, for sure.
Couple more guys.
You guys put a lot on your secondary. You got to often play single high. Is it sometimes easy to miss what he brings you guys?
I didn't hear the first part. Good.
You guys play single high.
Yeah.
You put a lot on your secondary. Kendrick Lewis, talk about his role, about what you guys demand of him. Maybe it's sometimes easy to miss what he brings for you.
Yeah, Kendrick Lewis is a stud. Yeah, he's a tough kid, man. And we do ask him and EB to do a lot. So, and they work well together. But he's been banged up a little bit, and he's worked through it. When I tell you that, I mean, he's worked through it and missed a beat.
You said that him and Eric work well together. Can you go a little more in detail on that? How did it come?
Yeah, well, there's got to be communication back there. They're kind of your transmitters back there that get everything spread right and left. And Kendrick does most of that. I mean, that's his responsibility, and does it well.